Welcome to the Eagle Eye Podcast, the number one show to bring you all things Club America in English, from tactical analysis to player updates. We've got you covered on all the latest news on Las Águilas. Now, let's start the show. This is the Eagle Eye Podcast.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome back to another episode of the Eagle Eye Podcast. Today, we're going to be bringing you guys everything you guys need to know ahead of the Supercopa MX clash against Tigres in Dignity Health Sports Park. And then, of course, we're going to talk transfer rumors and everything in between just before we jump into a little bit of maybe a bit of a season preview, if you'd like. If not, we'll go into more depth of all of that next week when we get ready for the start of the season. But we're back from a long vacation, and joining me to do so, it is none other than the man himself, Mr. Chris Rivera. How are we?
What was that, bro?
I don't know. There's we've been having technical difficulties left, right, and center.
I was like, damn, I scored a goal coming in and everything. That is a new effect that we're going to use. I'm good, bro. I mean, like you said, a little vacation from all of this. We're back winning and trying to win another title, another championship. It's going to be a hot day on Sunday. But, hey, you know, I'm sure it's hotter in San Diego where they're chilling right now. So,
well, they're by the coast, so they're chilling a little bit. So I don't think it'd be too bad. But, Good to see that you're doing well and ready for talk all things Club America. But we're not alone here. It's not just me and you. We got a returning guest. He's been in a hiatus for quite a while, but he's done so much for us in the background. It is none other than the man himself, Mr. AJ. AJ, my friend, how are you, man?
I'm doing good. Thank you, Ivan. It's nice to see everyone here again. It's been a while since I last talked with you on the pod. We usually just talk in DMs, just talking just everything Club America, but it's good to be back on here again. I miss talking everything Club America with you guys, getting to hear your opinions, the comments of the viewers, just everything. I miss podcasting. The hiatus, it was worth it, at least for me. I brought the team another title for the men's side of things, just from covering the entire season. So, hey, it's like a good luck charm.
Definitely. And two titles at that, AJ. So pat yourself on the back. Congratulations. What a job well done. And honestly, though, you've been doing so much behind the scenes that I don't think a lot of people can grasp just exactly how much it is that you do. And the podcast wouldn't be where it is without you. So thank you so much. And we brought your next door neighbor from hiatus, as he was at a Young Chimi concert last night. I don't know what you were doing on a Monday night at a concert, but Christian Rosendo, a.k.a. Mr. Cecilio Dominguez, is with his camera out. So we've improvised on a image. But Christian, how are you?
Dude, my camera doesn't work. I got a fresh cut and everything. I want to show you guys, but now I can't even show off.
Well, no, unfortunately. But it's okay.
You can going to a concert Monday night is not advisable. Just letting you guys know now. If you guys had any plans in the future of doing that, I wouldn't recommend it. It's fun, but the after effects aren't fun.
Yeah, I saw your I was already laying down in bed when I saw your Instagram stories, and I was like, okay, why is he at a Young Chimi concert in the middle of the night on a Monday night? I know he's got to go to work
Monday
the next
night,
day,
right? Yeah, no, I don't know. I mean, it was more like an impulsive buy, but at least I had fun. It was a good time.
He's so rich, bro. He's That's so good. Rich, like.
Oh, here we go.
Christian,
really trying to be like Christian.
Christian only does impulsive buys. He doesn't plan ahead. It's all impulsive. I mean, your trip down to Mexico City for the 14th was that alone.
He's got cash to
spend. Well, no, that was more planned, though. But what was impulsive, though, was definitely this concert. And I was supposed to be in Cali tomorrow for the Mexico game. But things changed, so I didn't end up going. Thank God I sold the tickets, though, because those were kind of expensive.
Look at that. Just flipping tickets like if he was flipping houses. But all right, gentlemen, Happy to have all of you guys here. The only one we're missing, of course, is our beloved cowboy Dan. Unfortunately, he's out working. So he's unfortunately not going to be joining us, but we do send our best wishes and regards to him. I know he's going to be listening to this later on. So shout out to you, Dylan. Gentlemen, it's been quite the hiatus. Although it feels like it's been a long period, but honestly, it's been, what, a month since we won the 15th? So I guess not the most vacation, but I guess a very well-deserved one at that. How are you all feeling coming back into this and knowing that, okay, we got our first official trophy on the line come Sunday? We just saw the America play against Juarez in a friendly that featured a heavy, heavy academy side. So, you know, there was a couple of youngsters there that maybe kind of showed that they maybe could potentially do something in the near future. But it's official. Club America football is back. How you feeling, AJ?
Really excited, actually. We're coming off of a two-peat with the men's side, which is very good, as much as I wanted the CONCACAF Champions League. But hey, winning a trophy at the very end of the day, and one of the bigger trophies, that being the Liga the Liga MX, it's good for America. Now it's just for them to just focus, you know, try to win more trophies now. That's always the main objective at Club America, is to always win trophies whenever there's a new season. Let's go try to go for a three-peat. We got League Cup. There's going to be the upcoming Supercopa. I would love for this team to start things off on the right step by winning that Supercopa. I would love that.
Absolutely. And Christian, AJ brings a very good point. It is a heavy calendar year of plenty of competitions with a lot of silverware on the line, right? We mentioned the Supercopa MX is going down this Sunday. Then, of course, the league that you're playing for, League's Cup. And then, you know, Campeones along the line. Cup. And Campeones Cup, yes, as well. Thank you. Thank you for reminding me. We have
the league also, it's definitely going to be a heavy calendar for us in this 24-25 year. But that's why I think it makes this kind of transfer window that much more interesting, because some new rules were implemented. So we're going to have to adjust to that, as well as, you know, big players leaving. We'll get into it later in the show, right? But I think Giannis leaving is definitely going to be hard shoes to fill, and hopefully we get it right with the replacement that we're going to get. And then also we have like 35, maybe 35 minimum names linked to us, right? So we're going to have to try to digest and obviously pick the ones that have somewhat truth to it, because you guys know how it goes around this time, right? We get the whole world linked to us, right? And only a handful make it. But so it's very important to kind of see and analyze what fits our needs and what maybe what positions maybe the squad can really reinforce in this summer.
I agree. I think it's going to be a very critical summer. But Chris, we've been saying that for almost 6 to 7 months now, that this summer transfer window was going to be so crucial for America, whether or not it was going to be detrimental to the squad if a couple of key players moved on. I think the biggest surprise is, like Christian mentioned, Quiñones leaving, because he had just barely signed with the team 1 year. That's not really heard of, especially with the impact he made with America, right? Winning 3 championships, right? The bicampeonato. Everything just kind of painted for him to kind of stay with America. Then, of course, you get an offer of $16 million, and you know the player is going to be making, economically speaking, substantially more than he was going to be at America. So I guess it all aligned in that sense. Do you think that this is the beginning of a domino effect for America in this transfer window?
It's hard to say. I think. I don't know. I think Ivan, you probably agree to an extent than what I'm about to say, but I feel like Quiñones, I feel like Quiñones leaving now opens up an opportunity to bring in a creative player, which is something that in both Liguillas, in both finals, we kind of lack that creativity, right? And I think, like you said, there's other players that could potentially leave, but it's like players we already expected, right? But I do think we could easily cover this spot that Quiñones is leaving, and I could probably see a more dynamic team because of it.
I mean, it's going to be interesting to see which players actually end up kind of getting vetted through and actually getting signed. Like Christian mentioned earlier, about 45% of the world is going to be linked to America at this point. And then it's kind of filtering through sources and seeing what player is going to fit. I want to agree with you, Chris. I do think we lack creativity in the wings, especially on that left-hand side. I think for the majority of last year, we put a lot of pressure on Sendejas to be that creative spark on the wing. And if Diego Valdez went ghost, like he did in the Liguillas, you saw how America struggled. Quiñones, I think, drifted too much into the middle and sometimes didn't really open up anything on the wing side, on the left-hand side. Not to say that he wasn't important in the role that he played, but you're right. I think this is interesting to see, can Jardine get the player that he wants, right? Because we haven't even spoken about this, but the potential aspect of losing not just Quiñones, but Brian Rodriguez on that left-hand side means you have kind of a blank canvas to paint on and say, okay, who am I going to come in and kind of fill the roles? When I think we need two players specifically, right? We you need kind of your designated starter and you need that other player that's going to come in and fight for that left-hand spot. So we'll see. We'll see how that all pans out. And as we progress through the podcast, we'll filter out names and we'll talk about a couple of players that we think could potentially fill that role. Before we go any further into this whole transfer rumor aspect of it, let's talk specifically about this America side that played against Juarez. I don't want to jump into details about this game. I don't think this is a game that you can read too much into it, right, AJ? I think this is kind of one of those games where, all right, you just kind of feel the youngsters you're going to see. The way I saw it is, Jardine told these guys, this is your chance, this is your tryouts, go and impress me.
Yeah, perfectly well put. It's like, you know, Batral, just all these players now getting an opportunity to play for the first team, whether it be their first or second time, or it be the players' very first time. You know, we had a wide variety of players coming from sub-18, sub-20, sub-23. It's the same time, you know, can they compete for a spot in this America side that's definitely going to be needing a lot of players, especially with the heavy calendar that we have for this upcoming seasons. There's some that didn't impress me, you know, just looking stuff like Miguel Ramirez. I feel like he's a really solid candidate to fill up in that midfield for America. I feel like he was solid. You're seeing guys that you have seen perform in the first team before, like Emilio Lara, you know, who's had a bit of a bumpy start recently as well, just in America, you know, losing his starting spot, having to fight for it back whenever he does play. He just hasn't been in his greatest form. But I feel like this is like a time, you know, try to win back Jardine's trust, or, you know, for the day at Divas, you know, to allow him to stay in the club. But just for all these other guys, you know, like Santi Naveda as well, you know, a youngster we have brought from our academy who has been getting game time here and there, you know, it's a game for him where he's just able to just, you know, demonstrate what he can do on the field and how he can help this team out for the upcoming season. But all in all, it's not a game I would take really so seriously. We're playing against a Juarez side that really fielded out their best starting 11. We just had a bunch of chamacos really running on the field game to play with each other for the first time, you know, see what they're capable of, what they can do, what they need strengthening. But all in all, it was a solid match. I did enjoy it. I wasn't going into this game with too many expectations, you know, just maybe look out some of the youngsters, see how they move with the ball, what kind of plays that they could create with their teammates, you know. All in all, a 1-1 draw, considering that, you know, we practically played with the team full of academy players. I mean, for them, I'd say it's a good result for them. It's building them the confidence, and it gives them something to look forward to, so how they can improve themselves as a player in hopes that they can wear the jersey again for the first team at some point in the near future.
Absolutely. And I think they will. I mean, Christian alluded to it a little bit, right? The fact that with this new rule of having to kind of play 1,000 minutes with your youngsters, it's going to be important to see how they can implement themselves in the league. And then, of course, you have Leagues Cup, these friendlies coming up against Aston Villa, against Chelsea. And then, of course, you know, your matches in between, right? I don't think we'll see them feature so much heavily in the Supercopa or the Campeones Cup. But, you know, CONCACAF Champions Cup is coming around the corner. We'll see exactly who we're paired up against and all that good stuff. So we'll see. Chris, I hear a lot of people complaining about the pitches of Copa America. At least they're not playing in the Sun Bowl. That pitch is absolutely terrible. The worst turf I have ever seen in my entire life in a professional pitch.
Bro, what are we doing, bro? How do you like leave a quote unquote third world country and go into a third, fifth world, sixth world field, bro? What is this?
Like, yeah, it was terrible.
Like, well, I don't know, man. It didn't even sell out either. So it's like, what exactly was it?
You know what?
It was so ugly, man. But
that's a concerning sign that it didn't sell out.
$20. I mean, when you're considering the prices too, that it was $20. I think you mentioned, Ivan, like for tickets. It's like $20. They were. I'm surprised, like the tour page didn't like make an advertise like, "Hey, show us a picture of you and make a uniform. You can win like a bunch of tickets to this." Like, I just think at this point they just know, like, yeah, it was probably a failure. Just from knowing, I feel like it could also be that was the opponent we're facing. It's FC Juarez. It's like who wants to go see them play? Like, no disrespect to them, but like if it was like, you know, like one of your typical rivals from America, like say like your Chivas, your Cruz Azul or Pumas, maybe you'd see more people going out. But then like for some like this, and then you're looking at the pricing along like with the quality of the stadium, it's like, yeah, I don't think it's gonna be made for a fun time for anyone, especially on a Copa America night too. I feel like everyone just stayed home just to go watch a Copa America, have a carne asada, whatever, with their family, like just sit back and watch. Would have done the same thing too.
Yeah,
and Christina, I wonder how the game was advertised. You think they said, hey, this is gonna be nothing but youth? Like,
I think this is where I was alluding to.
It was like,
I was just about to allude to that, and I was gonna ask Christian. Mm-hmm. Christian, AJ kind of hinted to it. You know, the marketing for this wasn't absolutely the best. Do you think it's because we've trashed so much on the Club America English page on Twitter that you know, whenever they do these giveaways, it's only like three entries and we never really see the winners?
Yeah, no, that's this is very, very poor on all parts. But I think you guys hit on the points too. I think also the, you know, the location. I don't think this is the first time we ever played in El Paso, right?
First time at El Paso.
Right. And then also, I mean, the opponent, I think, you know, I think it was AJ that said it, right? I mean, Juarez really isn't a sexy opponent to come out and spend your dollars on, if we're being honest. And I think we all kind of knew, like the real, real fan base knew that most of our, you know, our key players weren't going to be there or feature much in this game. Right. So I think people were kind of smart about it to not go out. Definitely not. I think somewhere there they might have on their list of return, but that feel, man, that feel was bad. I think my high school feel was better than that.
I think all of our high school feels were better than that.
Was high school feel vibes. That's what that was, what that stain was like, straight up.
I would not be surprised if there was like patches of like missing turf that we just couldn't see because of the camera angle.
See when they invaded the field?
Yeah, that was interesting. I saw someone like slap the back of Henry's head, and so the guy that was standing next to him looked at the guy, was like all mad. That's crazy. Yeah. And Henry looks back, right? Like he's upset, but the guy that's like trying to get a picture with Henry, he's looking back like super mad, like he was about to go take care of business. And I was just like, damn.
That's crazy.
It's crazy. Absolutely crazy. But hey, I guess it's America's adventure over in El Paso. I think it's going to be one of those things, yeah, that you kind of maybe put on like the Z list of returning. But I don't blame America so much either. They did their best part to, you know, advertise this. This wasn't a quote unquote Tour Aguila game. I think this was handled by Juarez. So, I don't know what you can make of that, but it is what it is. And I think you guys mentioned it, right? I mean, it's one thing to play against Santos. It's another thing to play against Juarez. So we'll see what happens in the near future between these two teams and whether or not America returns to El Paso. Because, I mean, the majority of the fans there were Americanistas, let's be honest, you know? Uh-huh. So we'll see. But yeah, good to see that America started off, I mean, I wouldn't say so hot, because, you know, you played with the youngsters, you tied against Juarez. But we got to see a couple of players that are somewhat interesting. I think the biggest player that we take away from this, Chris, is Miguel Ramirez, right? I think he's kind of...
And I like the left back too, Franco Rosano. I like them a lot too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no. Like I saw a lot of people there.
The pitch was ugly, like you said. Like the pitch was ugly, so it's also like I was complaining about the short passes. They couldn't complete a short pass. I was like, okay, now I understand why, you know, they don't call these players up. But now when you put it from a pitch perspective, like maybe, you know, it has something to do with it. You know, I guess we'll see with time, right? But
yeah, no, those two players I think highlighted themselves very well. Miguel Ramirez, Franco, Rosano. I mean, we've been asking for a good backup left back from the academy, and it seems like we've been keep getting them for like a year now with these players, but we just never see them feature. Will Rosano be the exception this time? I mean, we'll see. I'm sure he'll get minutes against Aston Villa. I'm sure he'll get minutes against Chelsea. Whether or not he takes advantage of them, I guess we'll have to wait to see. And those will be on much, much better pitches, by the way. So we'll see what they're capable of doing. But right, gentlemen, it was a busy week for America last week, right? We're talking about this whole friendly against Juarez and El Paso. And then, of course, the transfer rumors and the transfer cycle started spinning the wheel. And so we got a couple of departures and we got a couple of players coming in. So officially, on the books, America has offloaded, like we mentioned, Julian Quiñones for $16 million. And then, of course, we've lost Chava Reyes, who isn't officially announced by America as he left, but he has been officially announced by León that he's arrived. And then, of course, joining him in that same team, it is Oscar Jimenez. So those are the three departures. Am I missing anyone?
I mean, academy-wise, I mean, Bruce Admesmadi, he went to Chivas. I think Mauricio Reyes as well went to Chivas as well, but I think it's just a start like for their academy team. But yeah, otherwise, I think that's been everyone.
Brandon Ochoa, another center back, went to San Luis. We're counting academy players, right? So those three academy players.
Left. Okay. And then obviously with the senior squad, it's just those three that I mentioned, correct?
Yes, that's correct.
So I mean, just quickly, how do you guys feel about this? I mean, Christian, the departure of Oscar Jimenez, it's had been seen it was going to happen just so long ago, but it actually comes to fruition this time. Finally gets his chance.
I mean, good for him that a team was interested in him and giving him a starting role. So I do wish him the best. It seems like towards his last couple of starts with us, we kind of weren't as confident with him as we were in the beginning. It seems like he was making a lot of these small mistakes, and I don't think the entire fan base felt comfortable with him being in net instead of Malagón, right? On occasions where Malagón couldn't be there. But like I said, though, I mean, the player that we got for him, to me, it's kind of just a lateral move. I mean, the player that we got doesn't bring much different, just maybe experience. But other than that, though, I think they're pretty much the same caliber and player, if we're being honest.
Yeah, I agree. Cota is kind of on par with Jimenez. If not, Jimenez might be a little bit better. I feel like Cota's a bit on the decline side of his career. You saw him make
he is 37.
Yeah, 37. Made a couple of...
Father time.
Yeah.
He's calling.
Made a couple of mistakes with León last season. I think you saw that, you know, he was towards the exit door of that team. He's still under contract with them for one more year. Just kind of the same way that Jimenez is for us, I believe. Don't quote me. But...
No, he's coming in free.
But well, because he's coming in on a loan. Cota's coming in on a loan. Jimenez is going on a loan. I'm assuming that they're gonna let those contracts run out and then they'll just re-sign with the team. Which I would hope that we don't re-sign Cota at the end of the season. I think we need to look elsewhere. I don't think you need to have a 38, 39 year old.
Did you like what you saw from the, what's his name? Carlos, not Carlos, what is his name?
Nah, no, Jonathan Estrada, but yeah, but you think he looks like Carlos Lopez. Yeah, our third choice. I remember that.
No, I don't. But look, let's be honest. I mean.
But there were other keepers, no, that we mentioned, like Palestina.
Palestina, yeah.
Right?
Bedoya, so think, but they're like fifth and sixth Bedoya, round, right? So it's like...
Yeah, maybe we give a youngster a chance to kind of, you know, climb up the ranks right there in that aspect. Because, I mean, we have Malagón for a while. Let's be honest.
We do.
So I think you just need to kind of find the right backup for when he goes on international duty, if an injury like right now presents itself, you need to have someone solid at the back. And not to say that Cota can't provide that, but I mean, in the long term, I don't see Cota being that person for us. So we'll see. The departure of Chava Reyes, is that one? Christian, are you happy? I would assume that you're happy for this one.
I mean, I don't know about happy. I don't think it'll affect us in any way, honestly. Like, that's another player where, you know, you kind of, yeah, he started playing a little bit better towards his end, at the end of his time here. But I mean, throughout pretty much his whole America stint, he never really lived up to, I guess, the player that he was advertised as. Maybe in the first season a couple of times. But other than that, though, I think for me personally, his stint at America was a failure.
Yeah, for the potential that we saw in him when we signed him from Puebla to what he promised to be, it just kind of fell flat a little bit. So that was unfortunate, but hey, I guess it is what it is. But those are the three departures, gentlemen. And, you know, we have rumors of a couple more that are going to leave. AJ Otero, for some reason, is still an America's book. I don't know why we signed him until 2025. Baños, I don't know what he was thinking when he signed that contract, but we need to find we need to find him a home, and we need to find kind of...
And Mauro, you know, Linus, too.
And Mauro Linus.
We got Mauro Linus.
And Mede.
He's our starting left.
And Mede, bro.
And so we have a lot of players that we potentially have to get rid of. Nestor Araujo, I think, is another one.
That's Solati's guy right there. Mede.
Absolutely.
Only
absolutely,
bro. He's still.
and you know what? You know, there's this rumor, this heavy rumor, linking Richard Sanchez with a potential exit as well. And let's talk about this midfield, because I think a lot of people are questioning how this America side is going to look, because if we're talking about reinforcements that are coming in, the biggest one, at least the one that is projected to kind of have like a 90% possibility of actually happening within the rumor mill, is Eric Chiquito Sanchez coming from Pachuca to America. Now, Christian, Chris, I'm on board with you guys. I know how you guys feel. We both, we all think, and this is a hot take, I guess, that for non-Chiquito lovers, they would want to assume, Chris over here dying of laughter after what I just mentioned. And I heard it when I said it, Chris. I don't think he's this amazing midfield player. And I think a lot of us feel the same way like that. You know, is he a good player? Yes. Is he going to be a great player for America? That's where I think a lot of the question lies. And I think Chris and Christian agree with me that there's kind of this overvaluation of him. And we just kind of haven't necessarily bought into it. AJ, I'm curious to hear your thoughts on Sanchez. Are you excited for him to join? Do you think he adds value? Do you think he's just kind of on par with the rest of our midfield? Or do you think he just falls a little flat? Curious to hear your thoughts.
The asking price, like from Pachuca, I pay like was like 10 million or something for like just some attacking midfielder that I really don't see him kind of have any kind of creativity going forward. Like, yeah, he'll support the team. But, like, it's one of those guys, like, he wants to do something with that ball. Like, he wants to shoot. He wants to create that chance for himself to score. But I feel like we really need someone to fill in that void that Fidalgo does, where he will do anything that he possibly can to help distribute the ball out to his teammates. I don't feel like Chiquito Sanchez is that guy that we are looking for to fill in Fidalgo's spot, because that is a really big spot that we're going to have to fill in once he does departure, which is bound to happen. The asking price that that Pachuca is asking for Chiquito, I mean, yeah, he does score goals, but I really don't feel like he fits like the characteristics that we're looking for in the midfielder role for America. I see a lot of things saying like how he's really overrated, especially when I'm looking on the national team. Like, then I'm starting to understand why a lot of these people are really saying he is overrated, because I really don't see much in the guy besides him just somehow being able to be 5'5" and scoring headers, which I find hilarious from him. Other than that, like, I don't see what the hype is around. Like, maybe Pachuca fans can, like, vouch for him, but I feel like anyone else in the league that is, like, watching, they're like, we're not seeing the hype all around Chiquito Sanchez, and then there are valid reasons to why we think he's an overrated player. I just don't feel like he is the player that Maker really should be dropping in that Quiñones cast that we got. We should be looking elsewhere or looking at other teams in Liga MX that do have that creative midfielder that is on par with Fidalgo's level of being able to be that playmaker, or if not, maybe find someone even better than Fidalgo, if possible, which would be amazing for us. Either look outside the league or look for other options. But considering that it's a done-and-done deal, it is what it is at this point. We'll just see how it all pans out. May he prove us wrong? I would like that. If not, then, well, that's $10 million down the drain wasted. So,
yeah, I mean, it'll be interesting to see once those final numbers come out, right? I mean, everyone was saying we paid $10 million for Kevin Alvarez, and that wasn't true, right?
Sure.
And that narrative still runs to this day. So, you know, people will run with what they want to. So, Chris, AJ talked about Sanchez kind of being this overrated player. Do you think that we kind of have this view of him because of the way that we've seen him play with the national team? Because with Pachuca, he's excelled, and he's even made life difficult for us at times when he's faced us. Do you think it's just a matter of maybe seeing whether or not this overrated player can actually be a detriment, I mean, not a detrimental, a influential player in a Jardine-esque style of play, in a Jardine system? In this America team, can he slot in into the starting 11 and fit like a glove? Or do you think that there's kind of no hope for that actually happening?
So it really depends, you know, because I view him as an attacking midfielder. I don't view him as a Fidalgo replacement, nor as a Jonathan competition. I don't look at him like that. I look at him competing with Diego Valdez. And that's where I'm kind of annoyed of this signing, because I don't see him going forward deep down, right? If he's deep down, I don't see him going forward to the point that Fidalgo does, right? Because Fidalgo could be all over the place with the ball in his feet, and I don't see Chiquito doing that, right? I've had arguments or debates, however you want to phrase it, with Fidalgo joining the Mexican national team and how he's way better than every other midfielder that they have, right? And a lot of people try to say, oh, he wouldn't make a difference. Well, the difference between Fidalgo and any other midfielder, including Chiquito, is that there's no dribble to their game. It's pretty much kickball, right? It's pretty much pass here and let's see someone else gets open. I don't like it as a Fidalgo replacement if that's where we're going. If this is just a America went public and we have money to spend and this guy's going to be a depth player, okay, you know? But then I'm expecting an even expensive player for Fidalgo's replacement if Fidalgo does leave, right? And if it is someone that's coming in to replace Valdez, who I don't think he's going to leave, right? People always talk about Diego Valdez going to Europe. I look at his age and I really don't think that's where he's going. I think he leaves America when his contract is close to ending and America just said, all right, you're older, we're getting rid of you, you're not going to retire here. You know, that's how I view it. Is it possible that Diego Valdez leaves this transfer window? Yes, but like I said, I'm not expecting that. So to me, like, Chiquito just, like, overrated. $8 million, $10 million, it's just way too much. And he's not young either, right? This isn't a player that we're signing with the intention of, all right, we're going to get his value up and then send him to Europe. Like Kevin, right? Kevin Alvarez, you kind of look at him, you're like, okay, like, we sign him, and he could be another Jorge Sanchez where you send him to Europe. With Eric Sanchez, what is he, 25, 26, around there, maybe a little bit 24. Less? 24. Yeah, I don't see it. I don't see that upside. Another thing that makes him overrated 24. Is Mexico fans have an agenda, but they overrate anything that's Mexican because there's not many out there that are playing at a very good level, right? So now it's like, oh, he could go to Europe, but you watch him play and like, he has no upside. You don't see him like going to anywhere in Europe and being this baller that you see seeing other players because they have this ceiling, this high ceiling, right? And I just don't think Eric Sanchez has that. So for me, I just 8 million, 10 million. It was just. I don't know. I'm not. I just don't like it. I think he's gonna do good with us, but that's because that's Mexican league level type good, you know. But for 8 million, 10 million, like I said, are you expecting just good? Like, are you guys okay if he's just a good player? If he's Richard Sanchez in his prime, are you guys okay with that? Most likely not, right? Because you're spending all this money. So yeah, like I said, I'm not a fan of this signing. I think he'll do good, but I'm just not a fan of it.
Interesting. Gershon asking, why Chiquito and not Deosa? And I think, Christian, one of that has to be, A, he's Mexican, so he doesn't take up a foreigner spot. And B, honestly, I think, correct me if I'm wrong, this feels like another Escarraga signing.
So the reason why Deosa is also because Pachuca do not want to let him go. Like, they will inflate his price to whatever because they know how valuable he is or how valuable he's become. I think everything you've guys said, I agree with. It's just that I think one thing that I don't want people to get twisted right now is that we do think that Eric Sanchez is a good player. It's just that I don't know where exactly he would fit in because I don't think you're spending 8 million, 10 million for a bench player. That's my only thing that I'm not understanding. I think if he's coming to America instead of going to Europe like he said he was going to go, it's because he was guaranteed a starter spot. So now you play with that role, and now who do you drop? Like Chris said, though, I don't view him as a center mid or like a pair next to Fidalgo. I see him more as a 10. So now if you're insinuating that you're thinking that Diego Valdez may leave, I understand the signing a little bit more. Or is Jardinet trying to maybe change his system up and go a little bit more offensive minded and maybe drop Jonathan and just kind of leave Fidalgo roaming in the mid? I'm not sure. Like I said, if when the signing does happen, because I think you alluded to this, it's like a 90-95% done deal already. And then we see how Jardinet kind of plans for this. I think we'll get a better understanding of why he was signed. But as of right now, I don't really understand the signing, and I think that money could have been used in other positions that are very needed right now, like our left wing position, who we have no starter right now at this very moment. And we could have probably gotten a very decent player, a very good player with that Quiñones money. And like I said, I think there were other players in the market that you could have went for if you were trying to replace, or find a substitution for Jonathan Dos Santos or a backup to Diego Valdez. I think there were other options. But I guess it's all a waiting game, and we're going to have to wait to see how this pans out for us.
Yeah. I mean, and look, it's been a slow news week for America, and I know the week just started, right? But you kind of ended on a high note with, oh, Eric Sanchez coming to America for sure because Real Oviedo lost against Espanyol, and so now he's kind of signed himself away to America. And you kind of ended with that on Sunday. But Monday went by, flat, dry, nothing. Tuesday's gone by, again, flat, dry, nothing. So it's going to be a quiet week. I think it's going to ramp up again maybe Thursday. We'll start hearing a lot more. And we'll have to wait and see. We'll have to wait and see. But look, it's going to get good. The transfer window doesn't close until September 3rd, I think. So there's at least another 2 months of this rumor mill that we're going to keep doing. So yes. Get ready. It's 2 months of transfers. So let's see what happens. Hopefully America doesn't wait until September 3rd to make a signing. But we'll have to wait and see what happens. So make sure you guys keep up to date with everything going on in the world of Las Aguilas de America. Follow us over on Instagram and Twitter at EY Podcast. We'll keep you guys up to date with everything going on with the transfer rumors, with updates, with games, everything. So make sure you guys follow us on our social media platforms. But all right, gentlemen, we can sit here and talk transfer news all day, but I don't want to waste our time doing that specifically because we'll be back next week and we're going to be talking about the same thing over and over again. So without having to waste our breath, let's talk about something that really, truly does matter. And that's the fact that we have our first official trophy on the line on Sunday. So America is going up against Tigres in what was supposed to be the Campeón de Campeones matchup, but because America won back-to-back championships, America was then deemed Campeón de Campeones on the spot the night that America beat Cruz Azul for the 15th. So Liga MX decided that they were going to pull a rabbit out of their hat and decided to kind of bring back a retired competition, AJ? Is that the right word I should use? Yeah. Retired? Yeah, right?
Yeah.
So they bring back from the dead the Supercopa MX, which is not the first time they do so, but it you would imagine that they would have had something by now to kind of, you know, sort something out. So yeah, that game's going to be at 1 p.m. They're going to be here in Carson, California. So not too far from you and me, Chris. But that game is going to be at 1 p.m. Pacific, 3 p.m. Pacific. I mean, Central, excuse me. And for you, AJ and Christian, it's going to be 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, correct? So it's going to be kind of like a midday-ish matchup. And it's going to be hot, like you alluded to, Christian. It's going to be a warm one. Sorry, Chris. It was you who alluded to it. I have here 81 degrees. Now, that may not sound like a lot to a lot of you, but it's 81 degrees where the sun is just scorching down on you. It's going to be in the middle of the day where it's, the sun's almost at its highest point. So, it's going to be a warm one. If you guys are going to Dignity Health Sports Park, make sure you guys bring a lot of water and a hat. That's a EY podcast recommendation here. Water and a hat. That should get you through the day. Now, fingers crossed that we do get to cover this matchup. We have submitted everything that we had to. We're just waiting to hear back. Applications close early this week, and so we'll see once everything kind of gets filtered through whether or not we'll be presented at Dignity Health Sports Park. If we are, then of course we'll be there covering it, giving you guys more of an in-depth look into this game. But if not, we're still going to cover it from home. Don't worry. We're still going to get you guys covered. So in order to keep that promise and get these people the best coverage possible. Gentlemen, how are we feeling about this competition? How are we feeling about this game? It's quote-unquote the first official silverware that we mentioned in a very heavy calendar year for America where, you know, trophies are on the line. Christian, I mean, how much should we read into this game?
I think we should all be kind of excited for it. I think this will give us a good read on how the team is going to be or what the team lacks going into this plethora of competitions that we're going to be a part of. It'll be a good test. Tigres is always a good game, no matter what time of the season it is. I'm sure they're gonna want to go out and win this thing too. So it's going to be a good test to see where we stand right now currently, and what maybe can improve from in the system, what players – you know, maybe need of a backup, what players we may need to bring in. But overall, I think we stand a good chance. I think that we have what it takes, and we have the squad to kind of win this thing. So it should be an interesting watch. I'm actually pretty excited for it.
Chris, we're coming into this one a little bit handicapped because of all the absences that we have, right? Majority of the players that are missing aren't out because of Copa America action. It seems like it's one of those games in where I don't know if we can read too much into this one.
No, you can't. I think you're going to see players playing out of position. I think you're going to see a very uncomfortable America, just like last season against Cholos, right? Where everyone would just park the bus and they were chilling in the back. Chava Reyes came through, right? He scored the two goals, but we don't have them for this game. So for me, the way I look at it is they're going to sit back. You know, you just don't, maybe not sit back completely, but they're going to rely on their Fidalgos and on your Javairos, right, who are going to just be on the counter. You can't look too much into it because it's not how the team's going to look all season, right, because there's too many key players that are not there. But it doesn't matter. You still have to go out there and win. And, you know, the fan base is still going to be mad and they're going to be complaining if we don't win this, you know. So don't look too much into it. But obviously, you still have to have the same expectations.
Absolutely. I mean, AJ, it is America, right? Regardless of what's going on around the world, expectation is win, win, win. And especially when it comes to a trophy, I guess that's a luxury America does not have, is the fact that they can kind of, there's no ifs, buts, or maybes when it comes to these type of games. What do you expect to see on the pitch that day from specifically maybe a specific player, from Jardines specifically? What do you expect to see, or what do you want to see?
Just this team building on for what we worked on from last season, and as like Christian mentioned, ways to improve on this squad and our style of play, see what we can add, what do we need really improvement of. This is Jardine just knowing that, you know, we're handicapped slightly, we're missing some players from Copa America. We don't have certain players that we would like to have playing in certain positions. So this might be a game where, you know, Jardine is gonna maybe have to use some of that thinking, his noggin of his, gonna have to figure out what players he can put where, if there are some players that could be more flexible in the positions they have to play, you know, like looking up front. I could expect to see Gerardo de Rosan maybe playing on the right, maybe move Sendejas to the left, or vice versa, maybe see something like that. That left back position, maybe consider, does he want to put in an aging Luis Fuentes, who's gonna get cooked on the wing, on the counter, or maybe put something like a Franco Rosano, who we just see debuted against FC Juarez. Maybe this could be a second time for him to know, prove himself. Let's see what he can do on that left back spot. But all in all, not trying to read into this too much into this match. We don't know really what to expect. Like, we don't know who's going to be starting that game. But all in all, just wanted to see this America side, you know, give their 110%. There's a trophy on the line. Whenever there's a trophy on the line, that's for ours to win. In this club, there's no such thing that we're not slacking off. If there's a trophy at stake, we want to win it. The fans want it. The directiva wants it. The players want it. The coach wants it. Everyone wants it that supports Club America. So all in all, really, from this America side, just play that good football that the fans know of and just give the fans a really great time. But most importantly, it's to win that trophy at the very end of the day and get our first silverware of the season. Start the season all on the right foot.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Christian, you are a daring man. You are a betting man. And this is why I want to throw this question to you. You're the only one that I feel seem fit to answer this. What is Jardines starting 11 on Sunday?
Oh, God. I can't believe it's happening. That's a doozy.
You thought we were betting? Definitely. You thought we were betting for this game?
Hell no. Definitely not. Not throwing 1 cent at this. I mean, I guess we kind of do this together. Now, I think we all know that Cota will probably be starting in net.
Yeah.
Right? We'll probably have Chicote on the left. Ramon Juarez is one of the center backs. Most likely Nestor Araujo has one of the other center backs.
Yikes.
You know? Are we excited about that?
No, no one's excited about that.
Nestor Araujo, no. No one is excited. No one is.
Put Miguel Vasquez on. I know he missed the penalty, but just put him in there instead.
I want to see that run up again. If we go to PK shoot, I need to see I need to see that run up again.
If I'm there live and I see that run up, I'm running down the pitch myself.
Worse than Simone Zaza's PK at the Euros, dude.
So then who's at right back? First.
But now who do we put at right back? Israel Reyes is in here. And Kevin Alvarez is still recovering from his injury.
Put Emilio, no?
Emilio Lara.
Emilio Lara, right?
Lara's the only option we have.
Yeah, yikes. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Here we go again.
Starting off strong.
Emilio Lara right back.
Okay.
I mean, you guys know how I feel about that already. So that's, you know.
I mean, you're stressing this man out, bro. You stressed him out with this question. You sound so stressed.
Two of the four people we just named on that line do not give me the full confidence I need going into this match.
Absolutely not.
And then the midfield, I mean, obviously, Fidalgo will be there. Jonathan Dos Santos. Now, the interesting question is, who will play in that third midfielder spot?
That is the big question, right? Because this is where I think things will be interesting. Either you go with your typical 4-2-3-1 formation and you find a cam, most likely be Sendejas, I would imagine, that he'll slot in that cam's position. Or would you be opposed to slotting Fidalgo in that cam spot and dropping
Naveda?
Right, I
want to know what direction you guys were thinking about that. Because like you said, it could go a couple of ways here.
Honestly, this is what I was thinking. I thought that you would put Sendejas at the cam, Javairo on the right. I know this is going to sound crazy, but you put Chicote Calderon on the left, and then you put Fuentes as your left back.
Fuentes isn't even on the team anymore.
He didn't travel, huh? He didn't travel. I don't think he. They're probably still working out a 6-month deal with him.
Dude, we have to put in that Franco kid.
Yeah, we have to see. I don't know. This is gonna be interesting. You put Chicote back in that left back spot, Karel and I guess
Campos could play.
So I was thinking maybe Karel Campos. You put him right there.
Well, I was thinking, I know it's not Fidel's preferred position, put him at Cam, and if we really want to risk it, put Miguel Ramirez in that center mid position with Jonah. That's what I'm thinking of.
You could do that.
Then you could put Lirosan or Zendes in whichever side that they need to cover, whether it be the left or the right, because they could play in both positions. So we've done that before, I think in the last game of the regular season.
Yeah, against Puebla.
You could also do a diamond. You could also do a diamond, which we've seen Jardinet do, which I don't think he – I think you have to have Javairo out there, right?
Javairo's starting, that's for
you
sure.
Probably don't go – yeah, you don't – so you don't – you probably don't go diamond. But, I mean, he could do that too, and he could put in Esteban Lozano or I'm looking at –
Salas.
Or would you do – would you do Naveda? Yeah. Would you do Naveda, Jonah? And if you got to go to Cam – We saw Sendejas play on the left a couple of times this season, so we put him on the left. You put De La Rosa on the right, and then you just put Henry Martin up top.
This is gonna be like the question of the day. We're gonna tweet it out. That's and be awesome, like, bro. Give me your starting midfield for America.
Bro, I wouldn't be surprised we get destroyed, bro. Because how does he set this up? And they have Linus still out there. They have Guignac. I think they have all their starters, Cordova, and all these guys.
Yeah, they did America not lose. Just gonna be, they did not lose players to Copa America the way that we did.
America's just going to be vibes in this upcoming match, honestly. It's just see what works, see what happens.
Pray and cross your fingers that...
Can we win?
Look, pray and cross your fingers that somehow, some way, we get Idrissi done within the next 48 hours and he somehow magically lands on Carson on Saturday.
File a Carson right now. We need you.
Yeah, pulls a slap.
That's what we did. He was in Mexico signing. We're like, yeah, you're coming with us on a tour. Get ready.
Yeah. We did that. Look, we'll see what happens. Look, it's a very makeshift starting 11, regardless. And of course, Henry's gonna be the starter up top. That's no question asked in that department. This is why I said, and this is why I asked, how much can we read into this game, and honestly, how tapered do our expectations need to be at the start of the season with this game? And this is a question that I open up to not just all of you, but to all the listeners, all the Americanistas. How tapered is the expectations for America coming into this one, knowing with the vast majority of absences that we have and how crucial these players are? Can the players that we have at our disposal right now, with maybe a potential of one or two additions before the start of the season, where do we expect this America side to be before this kind of period break for Leagues Cup, you know?
Not You're throwing out the question to any of us?
Yeah.
I was about to say, that's the thing. We really don't know what to expect. I mean, we're coming off of a friendly where we literally just put a bunch of chamacos to play against a fully squad FC Juarez side. We don't know because we haven't seen these guys play in some time. It's one of those things where it's like we'll field what we can or whatever Jardine thinks it's best for this team and go out there. I mean, I feel like it's a thing where it's like ganar or ganar. That's why I feel like what most of the fans want. We want to win this thing. It's official silverware. But I mean, like, I don't know like where we're currently at the moment. These guys have been training. We don't know what Jardine is gonna pull out of his hat this time in a game like this. So it's just one of those things. Like, just wait until the day comes and we see what happens.
Why just come out with like a 5-3-2? No.
Okay with losing this game.
Knowing yes,
it's a friendly to them.
Knowing yes, I think no, because André Jardine has been shown that he is a very candid competitor. He wants to win regardless. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So he's a person that wants to win. In the grand scheme of things, I don't think Baños is looking at this or any of the higher ups are looking at this and be like, well, if we lose this one, you know, you're kind of in the hot seat. I think we're being a little bit more lax in that department and being like, okay, objectively speaking, we're not coming in as the favorites just because of the absences that we have, which is crazy to think, because how is the reigning bicampeón coming into this one and you're not going to be picked as favorites to win this match? But the reality is, it is what it is, you know, with with the schedule congestion, the fact that you have Copa America, the number of games, and the reason why you have to start so early in the season, you kind of are kind of stuck in the situation where, well, you can't go left, you can't go right, so you're kind of stuck with what you have. And so I think that question is better directed towards the fans. And as a fan, how devastated would you be if America doesn't come out on top, right? I think that's an internal reflection that we're going to have as a fan base. But I don't think anyone's going to be walking away from that matchup kind of losing their heads if things don't go the way that we want them to go. But as I say that, on the other spectrum, if America does pull it off, I can see this Americanismo fan base just becoming even more arrogant, even more kind of obnoxious. And it is what it is, and it's great. It's our right in that sense if our team backs us up and is able to kind of produce this result. And so I think, you know, it's... what do you got to lose in this situation is, I guess, what I'm trying to kind of get to. So we'll see what happens. We'll definitely see what happens. So then off of that, Chris, I want to ask you, what's your prediction for Sunday?
We win in penalties. That's my prediction.
Oof, throwback.
Yeah. Same team, same rival, same stadium.
Yeah. Because I'm not going to be there. There's the only difference. I'm not going to be there. But...
tickets were not that crazy. It's not even sold out yet, to be honest. So, if you guys are still trying to get tickets, make sure you guys check them out on Ticketmaster or ANX or AX. I don't know. You guys know where to find them. AJ, prediction.
On PKs. That sounds fun for a game, match that has silver on the line. Why not make it more exciting with some PKs? Who knows? Maybe someone. Another America goalie can be the hero to score on Nahuel Guzman. That always be nice. So we have Marchesin do that. Yo, Cota does that. He sealed himself. Nah, he's an eagle. He'll have a spot in the Ídolos. It's like, yeah, for scoring on Nahuel Guzman. It's like, yeah, you already won us. Then you won the hearts of Americanistas. So
that's crazy.
That'd be okay. Nice.
Christian, are you going with the same trend, or are you gonna surprise me with something different?
I think this is going to be a high-scoring game. I think that we probably win an extra time. I think it's going to be 3-2.
3-2. Oof. I love it. I like it. I don't know if my heart can take that.
I don't even see how we can attack. You're losing 3-2.
I mean, look, you know what? I'm kind of on Christian's boat here. I think offensively, we have the tools. I mean, you have a Sendejas that can kind of turn it on. A Javido that has a lot on the line and has a lot to prove for himself.
You're
coming into
this season.
Yeah, and he...
it's true.
I think he has a chip on his shoulder that he needs to kind of produce, or else he's going to be riding the bench, and I don't think that's what he wants his career to be.
By all means, it's not going to be the cleanest game ever. We are going to have some sloppy goals in there, but why not, you know, make them our sloppy goals?
Absolutely. Own your sloppy goals.
Or it just going to be a whack-ass 0-0, and then we'll go to penalties. And then, which is probably what I think everyone's probably predicting.
Let's hope we catch...
it's a Sunday game, too. That's exactly what I expect on Sunday games. 0-0.
It's vibe. You know? It's just vibes, dude. That's what it's going to be. It's just vibes for that Sunday match.
Well,
it's in the early afternoon as well, so...
we'll get some goals in that vibes, though, no?
Yeah, that'd be nice. That'd be nice.
And penalties, yeah. We'll get goals and penalties.
Oh, man. I don't know. I want to see a good game from the America players that are out there on display. There's a couple players that we've mentioned in the starting 11 that I think a lot of us have this negative connotation on them. Your Araujos, your Laras, can they step up and kind of change that perspective? I don't know. It's a tall task, but I guess crazier things have happened. And if I'm going off of that, and if I'm thinking that, you know what, they're going to have kind of one of those nights, things are going to go well. We might catch Tigres on an off night, you know, with their rhythm maybe not sustaining. You know, they have a new coach. They have a new system that they need to implement. Like, it's not all going to be kind of gelling right away. And I think maybe somehow, some way, America slips a 2-1 victory. And I'm happy. I'm content with that, right? And I'd love to get it started and to see, okay, you know, start off the season strong and right, and hopefully that's what happens. So I got 2-1. Christian, you got 3-2, but eventually opted out to go into penalties the way that AJ and Chris did as well. So I guess let us know what you guys think the prediction is going to be for Sunday's matchup against Tigres. Again, that's going to be in Dignity Health Sport Park, transmitted live via TUDN. So make sure you guys catch the game on TUDN. And then, of course, we're going to keep you guys up to date with minute by minute of the action over on Twitter at Eagle Eye Podcast. So let's see what happens. Chris?
What happened to the whole San Diego thing, that thing you sent me?
It was just like a little mini shop that America partnered up
already
with.
Already happened?
Yeah, it already happened. It was a little mini shop that they just kind of were selling, like, Bicampeonato gear, like you know, the jersey that America wore. I mean, not the shirt that America wore that said, like, Ameme Mas with, like, the 15.
Yeah. Speaking of jerseys, when is ours dropping?
I was about to say that right now. Like,
that's a great question.
Are we wearing the fresh new jerseys on Sunday?
No one seems to have answered that question. I've asked a couple of people. A couple of people have lied to me saying that it was going to happen last week. I think we were talking about it, Chris. So America had a Campeón de Campeones matchup against Tigres. What was it? 4 years ago? Five. There you go, AJ. Look at that. Ameme Mas. Look at that. AJ coming through with the gear. So America had a Campeón de Campeones matchup with Tigres 5 years ago, I want to say, here in Carson as well. And they actually dropped the new kit the week of the match prior to the game. So I think it was like a Friday. They dropped that at a Nike store in LA. They made a whole kind of showcasing and stuff like that. I actually ended up going and covering it for the podcast. But I don't hear anything going. It's very quiet. Very quiet on this New Jersey thing. A lot of teams already dropped theirs.
Very disappointing.
So I'm hoping that we'll get news of it within the next 2-3 days. Hopefully it drops this Friday. Hopefully we're wearing the new kits on Sunday. Because I would hate to kind of...
I mean, it's going to drop soon because we have our first league match next Saturday.
Yeah, it will. It's going to drop. It's going to drop between right now, today, to next Friday. On
hashtag
July.
Confirmed. This is coming from us.
Yeah, hashtag confirmed. Look. It's dropping within a week. Just hashtag confirmed.
Imagine we just run it back with the ones that we just run it back with the ones we currently have because we got the Bicampeonato with them. Like, you know what? We're not going to throw this.
We're not
going to
change. We're just going to run it with the same. We'll see. But yeah, I guess again, keep an eye on our social medias. We'll keep you guys up to date. I'm trying to dig as much as I can. The next best thing I can do is hit up Nike and see if they'll tell me anything. But good luck with that, I guess. But yeah.
You probably can hit up some soccer stores and be like, hey, when are you releasing this?
You know what? You gave me an idea. We used to have good communication with, what was it?
World Soccer Shop.
Yes. Thank you, AJ. So I guess I'll try my luck there and we'll see what happens. And then tune in on the podcast. If the jersey hasn't dropped from here to a week, tune in on the podcast and get your exclusive date for when America's jersey is going to drop. I will do my best to have it by then. So we'll see. But all right, gentlemen, I think that wraps it up for this episode. Happy to be back. Happy to be talking Club America. I'm glad that all of you guys were able to make it. Chris, AJ, Christian, thank you so much for taking the time out and talking Club America. I hope you guys are excited and hope you guys are ready for the long, treacherous season that we have ahead.
It's all going to be fun. Looking forward to it.
Hopefully I'm not drained like last season, brother.
It was draining. I'm not lying.
I was drained by the very end. I was like, please, like,
get the I think I was more happy not that we won the championship, but that the season was finally over. We were just all going to be able to kind of take a little break.
Not for y'all. I had to cover the women's team too, and I had to witness the upset that was the final. So
it's okay. We all watched along, AJ. We all watched along. We all were in heartbreak too. It's okay though. Better season. Better times to come. Better times to come.
Please.
Christian, do us a favor. Don't go out to any concerts tonight. Just kind of stay in.
Yeah, okay? Stay my ass home.
All right. Well, gentlemen, we'll be back next week to talk things all Club America. Like I said, make sure you guys follow us over on Instagram and Twitter. You guys keep up to date with everything going on with the Supercopa MX, jersey drops, transfer rumors, everything in the world of Las Águilas del América. We got you guys covered. With that said, hope you guys have a wonderful time. Take care. And as always, Arriba América. Good night.
Ladies and gentlemen, this was another production of the Eagle Eye Podcast, the number one source for all things Club America in English. Make sure to follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Eagle Eye Podcast and get all the latest news and coverage. And subscribe to our podcast wherever it is you may listen.